B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Eric Carabel, ESPN.com fantasy football expert. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
Glad to have you back. Another fun-filled season to talk fantasy football with you, the expert.
I can't wait. I hope the Eagles get a win this week, and hopefully Wentz plays well. I'm sure that might be one of the questions today, right?
It is one of the questions, so we'll get right to it, because it's Goff versus Wentz, and if you have either quarterback, who has the edge here?
I think Wentz still has the edge, because I don't like Goff from a fantasy aspect all that much. But obviously, if Wentz doesn't get protected properly, neither one of them are very good plays. For perspective, I have Wentz as the number 15 quarterback of the week. I have Goff at 22, which means neither one of them really ought to be in lineups. But if you have to choose between them, I would say it's Wentz. And I expect he will play a little bit better, make better decisions this week.
All right, so is there anybody else in this game you're looking at? And Miles Sanders coming back to play. Is he a decent play his first week back?
He's a, I would call him a top 20 running back play, but obviously if they can't block, it's not going to matter very much. They threw very few screens in week number one. It was really a strange play calling game, but there's not 20 good running backs in the NFL right now for fantasy. So Sanders would be in that top 20. And by the way, the Rams running back, Malcolm Brown, was very good in week one. He belongs in the top, I'll say 20 to 25 range. I'd still play Sanders over him. But where you're getting value this week are probably the receivers. Robert Woods, very good player. He's not going to have the toughest Eagles corner, so I think Woods is a better option than Cooper Kupp. And on the Eagles side, no wide receivers. But I do think both tight ends are in play now. And I made the case in an article this week that Dallas Goedert might be more valuable than Zach Ertz for fantasy purposes this season. Right now I've got them both in my top seven tight ends for the week.
All right, who are your monster quarterback, your first couple quarterback plays, monster, and first couple running back guys that'll be monsters this week?
No surprises. I mean, you don't overrate anything that happens in week one. It's still Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, Dak, Kyler Murray. Tom Brady will bounce back. It was all about the opponent. He played a good Saints team. Now he gets a terrible Carolina pass defense. He's going to bounce back. Leave Brady in your lineups. And Cam Newton has a much tougher opponent, too, but I would leave him in your lineups because he runs. At running back, no surprises here. The same top 10 basically from the first week. But don't sit Austin Eckler. They will throw his way this week. Kansas City will score points, and Eckler will catch passes out of the backfield. You want Jonathan Taylor of the Colts in your lineups. Vikings defense is not very good, and Taylor will be the starting running back for them this week. So those are just a couple names here that people might not be thinking of.
All right, let me ask you about Saquon then on a bounce back week. Yay or nay?
It's always a yay because he caught enough passes, and most leagues are point per reception. So even while it was one of the worst performances ever in terms of actually rushing the ball, he still had like 60 receiving yards. So you cannot sit Saquon. But this is a good Bears defense with good linebackers. Still, he's in my top 10 easily.
All right, let's get to some questions. Email questions, first of all. Ed, he has three wide receivers who could miss the game this week. He has Galladay, Godwin, and Crowder. He has Kupp, so that's a no-brainer. But should he put Boyd as his other wide receiver in tonight's game or hold out to see if any of the other three injured guys will play?
I would play Boyd. I think Galladay's definitely going to sit. Godwin's in concussion protocol. It seems awfully soon for him to come back, and Crowder's a Jet. I would play Boyd tonight. I think Cincinnati's Burrow is going to have a huge game tonight. I think that Bengals offense will be surprised this year.
All right, Greg, my stud Michael Thomas is banged up, so I put T.Y. Hilton in this spot. And for my flex, my options are D.K. Metcalf, Mark Ingram, or Benny Snell.
Yeah. Well, I would obviously wait to see what happens with James Conner, the Pittsburgh running back. We'll know that by Sunday morning. If Conner sits, Snell is the choice here. But I think Hilton's fine. Obviously, DK Metcalf's problem is who he's up against. It's Stephon Gilmore of the Patriots. So I wouldn't push for him. It would be Metcalf right now. If not, it won't be Ingram. It would be Snell.
All right, my man Matt is considering a trade right out of the chute here. He says, boy. Do I cut bait on Nick Chubb and try to package and trade for another running back, potentially Chubb and Chark for Hines?
No, I don't.
No, no go on that?
Definitely not for Nyheim Hines. I mean, that guy, come on, he's a pass catcher. He's essentially Boston Scott. If you want to trade Chubb because you're worried that Kareem Hunt will be better, okay, I can see that. But you better get another top 15 running back, not a Colt who only catches a couple passes.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Anthony needs two running backs between Mixon, Jonathan Taylor, and Aaron Jones.
Ooh, like all three, really, this week. In fact, I have them all ranked in the same range, so you can kind of flip a coin. Taylor would be the odd man out there, but I really like him a lot for this week and the season. But you got to play the other two.
All right, here's an Eagle question. Start Dallas Goedert or Zach Ertz in this game?
You can make the case either way. I've got them ranked, I think, 6 and 7 right now. You know, the thing is, Goddard gets down the field. I just don't know if Wentz is going to have time to get him the ball. So I would still play Ertz. But be careful here because they're going to be pretty even.
All right. Who's a better start this week, Matt asked? Drew Brees or Jared Goff?
Oh, it's not Goff. Now, Brees only had 160 passing yards. That stinks. But, again, easier opponent this week. And Goff, I don't trust. Look, I think the Eagles' secondary is a little bit better. It's about the pass rush. But even when Goff has great games, he's not all that great.
All right, Sean on Twitter, Kyler Murray or Aaron Rodgers this week?
No, it's Murray. And Murray's always going to be the pick because he can run. He's going to get 50 rushing yards a week. Aaron Rodgers had a big game because Minnesota's secondary is all kids. I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to do that every week or even any other weeks.
All right, Matt has a two-quarterback league. He needs you to pick two out of Deshaun Watson, Ben Roethlisberger, or Dak Prescott.
Dak starts every week, no matter the opponent. And frankly, so did Deshaun Watson, for that matter. I mean, Rosberg played well, but that was the Giants. I do not sit Watson. I never sit Dak.
All right, Will. Todd Gurley, Chris Carson, Kareem Hunt, Malcolm Brown. Which two should I start?
I guess that's a pretty good one. I mean, Gurley's healthy today. So right now, it'd be Carson and Gurley. But I don't think over the course of the season, Gurley will stay healthy. I'd try to trade him right now if I could.
All right, GJP is in a 14-team league PPR. Who do I start at wide receiver? CeeDee Lamb, Deshaun Jackson, or Boyd?
Dallas didn't throw at Lamb all that much. Deshaun Jackson didn't play all that much. I still think Tyler Boyd's a really good play against Cleveland tonight. He'd be my first option. The other two, you got to do better. I'm sorry.
All right, Ron, 1-point PPR league. Should I start Landry tonight or Snell on Sunday in my flex?
It'd be Landry because I don't know for sure if Snell is splitting the carries with Connor or not. It's a little bit too much of a risk for me.
All right, Evan, George Kittle, a little banged up. Do you think he will start this week? If not, should I go with Jordan Reed?
Well, it'd never be Jordan Reed. I mean, I think he could do better there. I mean, he's a walking concussion issue there. The Kittle, I think, will start against the Jets, but if they're going to be up by 3 touchdowns, they're not going to play him in the second half. So you're going to try to find a tight end who's a little bit Hawkinson, Hayden Hurst, if Fant is still available, Gesicki. I would consider them over Kittle if we get a bad report on Friday.
All right. Now, Darren, this is an interesting question. Is Breeze worth starting this week without Michael Thomas, or do I go with Stafford, who's my backup?
I think it's fine to go with Stafford. I haven't ranked in the same area. I mean, Breeze would throw a lot to Emmanuel Sanders, and Alvin Kamara might catch 10 passes. But again, Breeze, not a lot of volume. You're going to get more volume out of Stafford. I view them similarly.
All right, Mace Hood. Should I start Wentz or Newton and Sterling Shepard or Terry McLaurin?
Okay. Well, I think it's Terry McLaurin. He's just a better player than Shepard is. Doesn't matter their quarterback so much. I mean, Shepard's not the Giants' top wide receiver, by the way. I'd start McLaurin there. And I think it's Cam Newton because he runs the ball. He had 2 rushing touchdowns. So even if he has another disappointing passing day, that's 7 points on the ground at least. I would start Newton over Wentz.
All right, let's go to the phone. We got Sam in the Northeast checking in. Sam, what's your question for Eric Carabel?
Hey, I got Beckham tonight or C.D. Lamb and Gronk or T.J. Hockenson.
I'd go Hockenson. Gronk had only like 3 targets in week 1. I don't expect it's going to change all that much. They use him as a blocker mostly, and it's got to be Beckham. I think CeeDee Lamb's going to have some big games, but even just because their tight end is out, they're going to throw to him more. I just don't see that happen.
All right. There it is. I think that concludes the fastest step. What a fascinating segment that was. You came in like, boom, wildfire. That's awesome stuff. Now, we're glad to have you on board for another year. Fantastic stuff. And we'll look forward to talking to you this week. Now, are you predicting the Eagles to win Sunday?
I think a defensive touchdown does it, 23-20.
All right. Sounds good. Eric Cabell, pleasure. Thanks, brother.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.